Will this hailstorm message go unnoticed by the nations? Brother Brent Watembe, an elder in the Edmonton Lakewood congregation, will now consider the next part of this symposium, future events that will require courage, the attack of Gog of Magog.
I encourage you to please turn your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 38. Now, as we read these verses together, please keep in mind the scene. We are deep in the Great Tribulation, and the governments of this world have turned on false religion. And yet, here we still remain, and we are preaching a stinging hailstone message. Let's read these verses together, because we're wondering what happens next. Well, here, Jehovah gives us this preview about the attack of Gog of Magog. So let's read that together, Ezekiel 38, starting in verse 10. Says there, this is what the Sovereign Lord Jehovah says, in that day thoughts will come into your heart, and you will devise an evil plan. You will say, I will invade the land of unprotected settlements. I will come against those living in security, without disturbance, all of them living in settlements, unprotected by walls, bars, or gates. It will be to take much spoil and plunder, to attack the devastated places that are now inhabited, and a people regathered from the nations, who are accumulating wealth and property, those who are living in the center of the earth. Jehovah's response? Well, let's continue in verse 14. So prophesy, son of man, and say to Gog, this is what the Sovereign Lord Jehovah says. On that day, when my people Israel are dwelling in security, will you not know it? You will come from your place, from the remotest parts of the north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great assembly, a vast army. Like clouds covering the land, you will come against my people Israel. In the final part of the days, I will bring you against my land so that the nations may know me when I sanctify myself through you before their eyes, O Gog. So did you notice in this brief description, Jehovah only gives us limited amount of information about this attack. We could liken this to when we see a movie preview. It's short. We're only given certain details. And it's not until we watch the rest of the movie that we see the full storyline and we see everything else revealed. So it is in this brief description, only certain details are given to us, only things are known, but then again, there are other things that are unknown and that we'll have to wait to see. So what do we know? Well, number one, we know that our lives will seem to be in peril. Did you notice how our vulnerable condition was described there in verse 11? There it talked about that it is prophetically described that we are unprotected by walls, bars, or gates. So as God's people, we will seem defenseless. From our human perspective, it will seem that we will not be able to survive. Number two, we know that our attacker, Gog of Magog, is not Satan himself, but it is a coalition of nations. Ezekiel 38, verse 9 indicates troops and many peoples. Verse 15 described these ones as being a great assembly or a vast army. But to be certain, Satan will be behind this all-out attack. He will see a golden opportunity that he just cannot resist, and he will incite these wicked opposers to attack us. Number three, when comparing Ezekiel's prophecy here with the descriptions that are given in Daniel chapter 11 and Revelation chapter 19, the attacks by the king of the north as well as the kings of the earth evidently refer to the same attack by Gog of Magog. So what don't we know? Well, number one, will this coalition be led by the king of the north? Well, although the description we just read in Ezekiel indicates that that could possibly be the situation, we certainly cannot say that with any certainty. Number two, we don't know for how long or to what extent this attack may affect us personally as Jehovah's people. But in contemplating the attack, undoubtedly we wonder, well, what's going to happen? Will my living conditions or will my personal freedoms be significantly affected by this attack? Simply put, we just don't know. And we're going to have to wait to see how this event plays out in full. Even so, it would be reasonable to acknowledge that warfare always brings hardships, even to those who eventually win the battle. As such, food may run short, property may be lost, and the personal freedoms that we now enjoy, they may drop down. So if that happens, how will we react personally? Well, to help us, we have the example of Habakkuk. He had a terrific attitude at Habakkuk chapter 3. After describing his physical loss and the hardship before him, these are his words in verse 18. He says, "Yet as for me, I will exalt in Jehovah. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord Jehovah is my strength." Yes, even though hardships may befall us, we want to have that same attitude, and we want to maintain our joy and our confidence in Jehovah, that he will be our God of salvation and strength. Yes, brothers and sisters, we will need courage when Gog attacks, but how can we build that courage even now? Please watch the following dramatization.
So, Peter, let's hear from you next.
Well, when we informed everyone that the publishers were going to be redistributed to the North or South congregation, let's just say some struggled with the idea.
Paula, did you see? They have us going to the South congregation and everybody else from our group is going to North.
Yeah. I saw that. My aunt and cousins will be going there too.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. They should keep you together. Well, at least the brother said that the list was just a recommendation.
Well, they didn't say it exactly like that. They said if we had extenuating circumstances.
So you don't have to go if you don't want to go.
But Kim, if everyone did that,
oh,
don't you think...
Hi, Sister Taylor.
Oh, hello, girls.
I saw your name on the list for the South congregation, but your grandkids and their families, they're going to North. So what are you going to do?
What do you mean?
Well, are you going to North or are you going to South?
Now, sweetie, didn't you say you saw my name listed under the South congregation?
Yeah, but...
So, I'll be going to the South congregation.
Well, don't you think it would make more sense if you were in the same congregation as your grandkids and their families?
Does it make more sense? Well, that's a whole different question. The brothers outlined an arrangement. They said they hoped we could support that arrangement, unless we had extenuating circumstances and... I don't have any right now. So, for me, it's simple. Whether I know all of the reasons or not, I'm going to support that arrangement. Oh, look, girls, I've got to go. Oh, and by the way, I hope to see you both in the South congregation.
Peter, you got a sec?
I think this experience well illustrates one way to show courage now, and that's by following the direction of the brothers taking the lead, even if we don't fully understand the reasons why this direction has been given.
Exactly. We've been told when Gog of Magog attacks Jehovah's people, we may receive direction that may not seem practical. So courageously following directions now will help us to do so then. So, brothers, we're almost done.
So, brothers and sisters, did you notice in our video how our showing courage now will help us to show courage in the future when Gog makes his attack? Yes, may we all develop the habit of following direction now when we get it. And as was evidenced in the video, that's even if we don't understand something, or if it doesn't make sense to us, or if it threatens our personal preferences. Yes, when Gog attacks, Jehovah will give us life-saving information and instructions. The pattern of this is found in the warning that he gave to his people when they were in captivity in ancient Babylon. You see, Jehovah's words are recorded for us at Isaiah 26 and 20. There at Isaiah 26 and 20, he says, "Go, my people, enter your inner rooms and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself for a brief moment until the wrath has passed by." Did you notice all those action words? He says, go, enter, shut, and hide. They were given specific instructions to save their lives. Yes, their lives were dependent on their being completely obedient to Jehovah. Well, we will have to wait and see what instructions we receive at the time when Gog attacks. But when that does happen, it would be good to bear in mind that maybe at that time, those instructions don't make a lot of sense to us. It may not seem practical from a human viewpoint. But as we see, we have an excellent example at Exodus chapter 14. We see that when positioning his people, Jehovah put his people before the Red Sea. Now, from a human military standpoint, that seemed very foolish. They appeared to be trapped. But who could have ever anticipated what Jehovah would do next? Although it appeared that Jehovah's people were helpless and confused and trapped, Jehovah was in full control with his full mighty power available for him to do as he pleased. Yes, Jehovah lured his enemies into a trap, and Pharaoh took the bait. So, despite the appearance, the Israelites were not in any real danger whatsoever, because Jehovah was about to act for them on their behalf. So how will we react when we get our instructions? Well, no matter what direction we get or what is asked of us, may we be confident that Jehovah does know how to save us. He knows how to save his people, and that the attack from Gog will provoke a very prompt response by Jehovah. May we never let a human viewpoint or our pride, or even our personal preferences, cause us to cloud our judgment or affect our obedience to whatever instructions we get. May it be our personal resolve to never deviate from the counsel we get from his word, the Bible. As well, we want to make sure that we trust Jehovah's promise, that not only will he care for us now and the needs that we have today, but he will take care of us in that future time period when we have that attack. We have a faith-strengthening and beautiful promise given to us in the book of Hebrews at chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Here we have this amazing reassurance that will certainly build our courage. Starting midway through verse 5 of chapter 13 of Hebrews, here it tells us, "I will never leave you, and I will never abandon you," so that we may be of good courage and say, "Jehovah is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?"